This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Jesse Bradford, chilling in the Hall of Mirrors. Not haunted. We are going through removing the scary elements as we proceed. Saying, you know, these bones, fake bones, picking them up, throwing them away.
What do you have on?
See, this is so interesting because I guess a funny thing to say would be that, like, my clothes was made of mirrors or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just – see, now I'm wishing I had done that.
The clothes made of mirrors?
Clothes made of mirrors.
Well, you still can.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they were yeah, it was made of mirrors.
Okay. Glad I asked.
And so I guess I'm sort of – becoming the Hall of Mirrors, in a way. Anyway, we are practicing kissing our reflections. And it gets to the, you know, the point where you've, like, practiced for a while. You start to get
horny.
Like, really, well, yeah, yeah, I was going to say really good. But, yeah, sure.
Well, the same thing.
Mostly, and you're, yeah, you sort of, I was horny before as well. Because that's what it was like. Can we go to the Hall of Mirrors right now? It was like kind of like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you a funny story about mirrors? Well, you're in the middle of your story.
No, I think it is over.
Really? Oh, well.
It might be.
Okay. Well,
let's see.
When I was a kid, I used to think they were called mirrors. Because what I always thought was, you know, I was pretending to be a lion a lot as
right.
a baby. And I thought, this is the only place I get to see me roar.
Right.
It's like when I get in front of there and I just do a big lion sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love stories.
Just as a child, just doing a big lion sound. And everyone else gets to see it. When do I get to see it? And just only in front of the me roar.
Well, and that's what is, I guess, interesting about the idea.
Uh-huh.
Katy Perry saying you're going to hear me roars.
Yeah.
When actually what you are doing.
You're seeing them.
Is seeing them. And really you're not seeing the mirror.
You're seeing me roar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names on the red carpet. Linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Industry. What up?
Quickly.
Yes, fast.
Sam, we didn't prepare this, and so we just need to go really fast on this. We need
Sorry.
The teaser Damn. Freezer theme song.
Teaser Freezer theme song, just boom, go just, ahead and play it. Just hit the
pull it up, Google teaser beat, freezer theme
hit the song. And just
God,
zoom into it. Just teaser freezer theme song guys? And just play it.
Because we want to do the new one.
And if you don't have the lyrics, you have you
the
just
good
do the
one.
Lyrics. Yeah.
No, let's find it.
You sing it.
So Google teaser freezer. This guy's name is Matt. Teaser freezer Matt.
I don't know.
Teaser Freezer Matt.
This is your thing.
Matt Boogeyman or something. I know.
This is your
thing. All these guys are friends with me now.
Matt Boogeyman.
Because we have to just play the... Well, I was talking, but okay.
It's so cold. It's so cold. It's so cold in the teaser freezer. It's so cold. It's so fucking cold.
No, we didn't like this one. There's a different one.
Too
Stop it.
Much
Stop
swears.
It. Do the other one. Search other one.
While he's doing this, do you want to just practice our lion sounds? Oh,
he was talking.
The teaser freezer is nice. The teaser freezer is great. Freezer is laughs. The teaser freezer is fun. It is for thinking and learning. passing.
That's better.
Thank you, Matt.
So that song gives you a little bit of the idea, but basically, Hayes and I are going to risk frostbite by getting into the ice cold teaser freezer, pulling out a fresh teaser that no one else has access to yet.
Unwrap
they don't
it.
Have the key to the freezer.
Unwrap it like a popsicle.
Mm-hmm. We have to unwrap it.
And
we
just,
just work it in
it
and out
all
of our
the way
mouth.
Down.
Take it. Yep. It, slide it in, take it back out, and just to the hilt, all the way
no,
to the stick.
No chewing. It has to melt.
Mm-hmm. It's going to melt deep down in our throat, and that is just the way we eat. So this teaser is going to get – hang on. First, let me open the door. Bang, zing, bang, frumpy, hello, hi, so now I've got my key out of my pocket and it's time to open the door.
It's like a birdhouse or something. It's the wrong door.
Oh, oops. Guess I got to get a different key. Zwee! Thump, 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 thump. Burimbo. Gong. Chicka, 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 chicka. Woo, woo. Okay, now I got the new key, and now it's time to open the right door, I hope, this time. Funk.
Roar, Yeti! I'd punch him.
Okay, good. Thanks for punching him.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. That guy punched me. Okay, so it was, you know, it's cold.
It's the teaser freezer.
The Yeti lives in there, yeah.
The teaser today. You were going to do it. I'll let you.
All right. So the teaser, going to be for a movie. And this is what we do. We take it out. We take a movie. You haven't seen it, for anybody who doesn't know. Teaser is like a little commercial for a movie they put out. Sometime it play before an actual movie in the theater. Don't leave at the end of the teaser. It's just a sample. This one is a sample for a movie. And every time you go to the movies, my feeling is you're hoping to see your story on screen.
Yes.
Is that right, Hayes?
Yeah.
Sam, is this your desire as well, that you go, hey, when are they going to tell my story? Because I'm not a war guy. I didn't do The Revenant. You know, for you, you're going, I'm not an army man. You're going, I'm not a guy who a lot of times people in these movies are having sex. You've never done that.
Yeah. A lot you of times, are. I am Sam.
Yeah. Between this and Deadpool, the only times I want to see me. I'm up there.
Deadpool, that's, you felt like was an accurate reflection of you, just of your humor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm fast.
Yes, yeah, in terms
so
of being very
fast.
Snappy.
He's so quick
very
with the
snappy.
Jokes, and we don't always get them all on mic because he's sort of running past the mic, and it's always, he sort of like dips his head in to just be like, oops, that came out wrong, you know, and like just zooms by.
And you are sort of miming katana moves a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just the funniest fucking guy. And so that shit rocks. And this also is about a very funny guy who's maybe a little more funny in the way that Hayes and I are, where it's very thoughtful and it's challenging you.
Mm-hmm.
And so appropriately, this movie that is me and Hayes' story and somewhat Sam's is called The Comedian. And it stars Robert De Niro, and it is the movie.
And it's the green part at first.
Yep.
They always do that.
Here he is.
The
my
city.
My famous brother, Jackie Burke.
How are the kids?
Kid. We have one kid.
She's an adult now.
She's getting married.
I thought she was a dyke.
You say lesbian.
It was his brother. Okay. And he says, it's my brother. And Robert De Niro says, of the kids, but they only have one kid and she's an adult now.
Yeah.
And he said,
and then he says,
and he says, she's getting married. And he said, I thought she was a dyke. And instead of saying, well, first of all, dykes could get married as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's not a rational.
But this is just how, you know, and Hayes and I, when we talk to our brothers, are always kind of using this language that's not necessarily PC, because that's just how we fucking talk.
It's family.
You piece of shit. It's family. I'm not always watching my language with my family. And my brother looks like Danny DeVito too. And I'm going like, you know, hey, it's me. Hey, I thought your kid was a fucking dyke, you piece of shit. And he's got to go like, the appropriate term is lesbian, you know, because he's trying to be like, let's follow the rules.
And so this is some of the, you know, the comedy that we like, that Sean and I like, which is the real New York, like the cellar.
The pure, you know, New York, you get in the cellar guys. And you just challenge people and you go like, oh, are you comfy in your safe space? I'll put you 6 feet underground. It's pretty safe down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like being in your little safe space, Mr. Millennial? I don't know. I got a box for you 6 feet underground, pretty safe down there.
They will kill you.
I will murder you if you say you need a safe space. I will murder that. And how's that for safe? Pretty safe down there, 6 feet under, you piece
play
of
it.
Shit.
Got a possible gig.
What do I have to do at Jill's birthday party?
Do you want a job or you want to be an ass?
Do I have to choose?
And I'm always giving it to you.
Yeah, and that's Edie Falbo, and he wants to get a job, and she's the manager. And so what you also heard was the very beginning of Billy Crystal. Wait. No, that's okay. Billy Crystal's in the elevator. It's closing, and he said, what a shh. And so we're just going to hear the uck. Yeah, just a little.
But before Billy Crystal, it's like even with his manager in this professional relationship, she's going, you want a job, you want to be an ass. And you think he doesn't have a line for that? He's like me and Hayes. We got a line for everything. So even when you try to stick it to us, we get you back twice as hard and we'll put you 6 feet underground pretty safe.
Wait. Billy Crystal, interestingly, this is a little interesting Hollywood context. Billy Crystal was the comedians. And so what happened in this scene probably is Robert De Niro is coming up and saying, hey, so it's my now, baby.
Yeah.
I'm taking the comedian.
And he just fucking pisses on his forehead, basically. And Billy Crystal has to be like, what a schmuck. I mean, he's talking about himself, I think, because Robert De Niro showed him up.
Jackie Hart is in the house.
Let's talk about this abortion of a town you live in.
Hicksville!
You getting this, Amy?
What are you doing? You taping me?
Give me that.
Okay, pause it.
So, yes.
Okay.
He calls
no cameras at the shows.
Nobody try to videotape my show.
And also, you know, fuck all you people who are like oversensitive and stuff. And also, don't videotape my show.
Your town's an abortion. That's a joke. Even better than saying dumpster fire, I think, is to call a thing an abortion because it's such an ugly act. And then to also then go Hicksville. Yeah. Oh, on top of that. So it's like a hick abortion.
Yeah.
That's my kind of humor. And then when the guy who's maybe 30 years his junior and looks to be sort of like a strong like steel worker or something is videotaping his show.
Yeah.
I love that it hurts his feelings that he's being taped.
Yes, I like comedian. This is the kind of comedian I like. The kind that if you get upset by their comedy, you're a pussy and you want to be in a safe space and you're weak.
And
if you record their show, they will write about it online.
And they're mad and they're like, somebody was out of line. They were videotaping my show and it was all out of context when I was saying abortion. And then when they're taping it, what I do generally, if it's someone who's 30 years my junior who looks to be some sort of strong steelworker, is I knock their fucking ass out. Which is exactly
what
Bobby De Niro did.
The experience of watching the teaser and I imagine going to the movie is you are genuinely terrified that, first of all, you will be roasted from the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And that I
so you can
my,
see me.
Is my understanding is that is what will happen occasionally is certain people in the audience will be burnt to a crisp by Jackie Burke on the screen.
Oh, he puts you right on the Bunsen burner.
And he could come out of the screen and punch you in sort of like a Ron Artest, like a movie version of Ron Artest.
Yeah.
He will come out of there and will roast you and then
Malice at the Palace. I've been running the theater.
How many hours did you get?
Jazz music. I love jazz music.
My dad used to love your TV show. We've watched every episode.
Always nice to meet a fan.
Well, we just had the one TV.
Wow.
Ooh. Has he met his match? Now, I've never seen someone get the upper hand on this guy in a battle of words.
Right.
It's kind of like me, where I always am the one who has the final line and the last word, and I'm rarely left going, ooh, like I just got bad. I could take it.
Right.
I could dish it out and I can take it
now,
as long as you're not taping me.
And it's the worst roast because they used to watch this show.
She and her dad used to watch
every episode of the show. But they only had one TV.
They only had one TV.
Which is why...
Now, I got this joke right away. I didn't have to think about it for a little while, but I know that not everyone's sort of schooled in comedy the way I am.
I know, and so we can move on. Let's explain it to everyone else.
So let's say, for instance, I go to Hayes, me and my sister used to listen to every episode of your podcast.
Yeah, and I say, thank you.
And I go, we only had the one speaker.
Right.
And what I'm saying is she, I guess, was choosing what
she
we listened to.
She was in charge of what we listened to.
And so if I had been able to choose, I wouldn't have heard every episode.
And so...
is maybe what I'm saying.
I guess it's nice that your dad liked it so much.
Now you say, ooh.
Oh, right. Okay. Ooh.
Okay. Well, now maybe we're going to fuck.
Ooh, thank you?
Yeah. Yeah.
She dropped the peas. She dropped the peas and made her cry.
They're volunteering to do community service. That's how they met. Let's see if he tries to charm
tonight.
Her.
What, like a date?
Or it'll be just an appointment?
I'm not sleeping with you. I don't know what you're after.
Look, you had a terrible day. You just said it. Let me take you to a place you might have a nice time.
Okay.
It's adorable when celebrities bring their hookers to the club.
This is at the Cellar.
Okay, so this comedian's on stage. He's taking her to... see, and this is what I do when I'm in New York. I show ladies my New York. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've seen the one up above with the M&M store and everything. But what you haven't seen is underground.
Underground. And this is not the same kind of underground where the safe space is.
Where comedians don't follow the rules. And this woman who he brought with him, who's 45 years his junior, is standing next to him. And he's showing her, what's going on. And the comedian goes like, calls her a hooker right away. Goes, isn't it nice when they bring their hooker? And she throws her head back and laughs because at the end of the day, women want to be called hookers.
The crowd.
After everything I've done for you, I was there for you when you were starting out as a young man.
Okay,
yeah.
And once again, you don't want to get into a battle with me or Hayes with jokes because if you call my friend a hooker, I'm going to call you the gender that you're not, and that you cannot recover from.
Yes, and it's not the same thing as saying that someone is a woman and is gay like he did to his niece before.
I thought she was
different.
A fucking dyke.
It's different. It's saying that she was a boy.
You are a fucking man.
That was amazing. I feel like I'm high. Do you come up with all that on the spot?
Sometimes, yeah.
That was good.
Not that time. It's implied that that time, that was pre-written.
Yes. Do you come up with all that on the spot? So what we've seen is jokes that feel extremely prepared and pre-written and old.
And also barely jokes.
Yes. That's what we've been able to see. But what the teaser is promising me is in the movie there's going to be something that could be confused for being improvised. And it's being improvised by a guy who, when asked if he comes up with stuff on the spot, goes, sometimes. So we know he's quick on his feet. Let's keep watching.
Thank you.
Are you free on Sunday? I have a wedding to go to, my niece's wedding. You could be my wingman. We have a few laughs.
Uncle Jackie, you're going to get up and say a few words.
No,
please.
We don't want it to become a thing.
It's an honor being here to celebrate Brittany and Frankie's wedding. Can I address the 800-pound gorilla in the room? Flo.
She is not... So this is what's so interesting. It's actually okay because she is not...
She's not heavyset at all. So he said
that
she's
barely
overweight. Gorilla in the room, and it's a woman who is of a slender figure, who is his brother's
wife. For her age? She looks quite good.
And says she doesn't want it to become a thing, so she doesn't want her famous comedian brother-in-law to have the microphone at any point, even though her daughter does want that. And of course, when he gets the mic, he starts insulting her, calling her 800 pounds. And I think also Danny DeVito is going to be in his crosshairs a little bit, you know, at least by association. Let's go ahead and watch this line again.
Flow. What have you done to my poor little brother? He was 6 feet tall when you got married.
And he's so small.
Became small.
And what he's saying is, you're so fucking fat, you smushed him.
Just, this is, okay, the comedy code, okay? I'm going to say this once. I will never repeat it again. This is all you need.
Keep your ears peeled.
Gay, wrong gender, fat, short.
And a hooker.
Oh, that's right.
And woman likes to be called a hooker. Although, this is an insult to make her mad. The hooker insult is when you want to make a woman laugh.
A life brother of yours.
I don't know why you're yelling at him.
Who are you? With your no underwear dress.
Don't comment on my dress.
Now she is starting to absorb a little bit of this New York thing. She said, don't comment on my dress.
Don't comment on my dress. And we see she's got a little fire in
her. She's becoming a little bit of Jackie Burke, and I think it is maybe the twist that they are the same person.
And Jackie Burke, yes, met his match, and I think it's a Fight Club situation.
I want to know what your expectations are here.
My expectations.
When you look at my daughter and the way she's looking at you.
I'm not looking at him. What are you talking about?
What a beautiful sort of homage to the taxi driving, saying when he was like, what are you looking at?
When you look at my daughter, the way you're looking at my daughter, I'm not looking at him. And it's all sort of
dancing
around.
And now he's getting
around
to watch this being like, oh, now I get to see it for once.
And to see Harvey Keitel on screen with De Niro, Harvey Keitel being a man 27 years his junior, playing the father of De Niro's romantic interest and saying, like, I'm got my eye on you. And the way you're looking, you know, is a good scene for a movie.
We have three offers for appearances. What's it going to be?
Go out there, big shot. They want you.
No, this isn't
your... He's in an old people house.
Yes, you're about to hear some jokes at an old people house. His girlfriend saying, this is not your crowd, the very young woman. Her dad,
girlfriend is basically saying, this does not happen. She should be saying, this has never, ever happened that like a comedian is
that
booked.
A famous comedian is booked at an old folks home and that it is owned somehow by her father. So you saw his manager say you have three gigs to choose from. One of the gigs is at an old folks home in Florida who's owned by the father of the girl who you're dating in New York, who you were just eating dinner with in New York in the scene before this.
Right. You know what I think she's saying when she's saying this is not your crowd? This is not happening. You are.
This isn't a crowd. This isn't a scenario that could occur. And also, it's very strange that my father owns this old folks home and is booking a comedian for it, and you chose this above the other two offers that you had.
Yeah. None of this is real.
The crowd.
You're a dancer?
Yeah.
Come sit on my lap. I'll spin you around like a dreidel. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And that's a variation on the hooker rule.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do where you
they
use
like
a
it.
Woman's own thing against her.
They always like
if
it.
If she says she's a dancer, you can do this, anything they say. It's like, oh, you know, like, you're a cook. I got a meal for you. Get down in my lap. I'll spin you around like a dreidel, you know? And then, and if she's a dancer or if she says, like, I'm an accountant, you go, like, I'll crunch some numbers on you. Get in my lap. I'll spin you around like a dreidel. And so he's kind of teaching you. I'm sorry. I almost stepped on the best line in the
world. Well, also, we should point out, we forgot that when he just fucking laid out that steelworker ass out, he went viral, but I guess it wasn't bad.
It was off
him.
Screen. He went bad viral for beating up a steelworker.
And he got in trouble, and then people didn't want to enjoy him and his comedy.
We can only infer that, but the trailer might actually literally tell us that because we're going to hear right now from his manager, I think, after the joke.
Yeah.
Come sit on my lap. I'll spin you around like a dreidel.
You're viral again.
You're viral again. And how many times have we gotten that call, Hayes, from a representative? Hayes,
well,
you're viral again.
Yes.
Twice in a month you've gone viral.
Yes.
This time the opposite way.
the viral call, you're always hoping when, you know, when you see that it's your agent or whatever, you're always hoping then like, oh, I hope this is like a good viral.
When you call an old woman a whore and it's at an old folks home where you're performing stand-up comedy for a place owned by your girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
You are hoping to go viral, you know? You're saying, please let someone have taped it on an iPad or
something. Not just taped it, to have auto-tuned it like auto-tune the news. Because this is what's important about this viral video. It is not just footage of his appearance. It is very, very heavily edited in a sort of auto-tune the news, Tim and Eric alt-style thing. And
it's viral again.
And this has gone viral.
Again.
But for some reason, this is good for him.
Well, last time he was making an insulting joke,
right?
That was nasty and being sort of a out of bounds comic, and they were taping him. Obviously, he was mad, and then he went viral and got in trouble. Now he's making these sort of like raw jokes that are sort of like, you know, not politically correct, and they're taping him. So now he's going viral,
right?
3 million views in 8 hours, and it is still climbing. You are on Kimmel. You're on Fallon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The comedian's dream, okay? I mean, it's almost too good to be true.
For you to have an auto-tuned video of you doing stand-up at an old person show up on Fallon.
And Kimmel.
Pack it in. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, I can't. I mean, that's movie magic that he got on both.
The video.
That's a little bit of movie magic.
He is not actually being asked to appear, but his video did appear.
His video's there, yeah.
On both of those.
And he's about to, I think, fuck this young woman because she's talking into a whiskey bottle.
Jackie Burke.
The comedian. Close it up.
So.
Close the freezer.
Ka-thunk.
Will Greenberg.
On
Hollywood Handbook.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm there with Tony Tennille and Cartman.
Yeah.
And we're punching this white baby for, it's like a civil rights thing. And the baby starts crying, like screaming, crying.
Oh my God.
And it's like so immature, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's all these cops around. It's like the policeman's banquet, you know. So I start to get a little shy and I'm blushing.
Yeah.
And one of the cops comes over, he goes, "What's that noise?" And Tony, bless her heart, goes, "It's a new song I'm working on." And there's a keyboard near us, you know, because we're the band for the banquet.
Yeah.
And she just starts jamming.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And Cartman grabs the mic too. And what we came out with was really special and was Crocodile Rock.
Were you hoping?
Yes. Go ahead.
That this would just.
Yes.
That it would.
That it would become Crocodile Rock. No, what are you going to say?
No, that just you would get a positive reaction.
Positive from
the banquet.
From punching the baby, you know. Well, because a lot of these cops, I don't know if you know, don't want you to punch anybody.
Yeah.
You know? Especially them.
So you knew that going in.
Yeah, but it was a statement. It was a secret statement, but it was a statement for civil rights.
But then you wanted to cover up that it was what you were doing.
Well, it's a secret.
Because you were about to get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble for it. I want to make the statement. You know, I know about it. Tony knows about it. You know about it now. But I don't want to do it where people can see it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And the red carpet line, back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Today is a little bit interesting. Today we're going to have an interesting day.
Today's going to be, a little unusual, I'd say.
I want to talk to Will Greenberg.
Will
Greenberg. Can I talk to Will Greenberg, please?
May I talk to Will? Is Will there?
You can talk at him.
Okay.
Can you talk to him? We'll see.
Okay.
All
what do you mean when
expand on that?
Yeah, what did you mean? Because that's such an interesting thing to say to us.
as a first thing.
As a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
As a dude.
As the first thing you say.
You know, am I going to give you my attention? Have you earned it? We shall see.
So it's about your reception. Because sometimes when people say, you know, you're talking at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not about their response to it. What they they're saying is you're not really trying to communicate.
No, not at all. Most of the time, I'm not trying to communicate. I'm just trying to judge.
Ooh, okay. I screwed this up. Okay, so I'm saying not you,
yeah,
but some people who say, hey, you're talking at me.
Oh, right.
They're saying, hey, you're not trying to communicate with me.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, these are like my cousins and stuff.
I got bored.
Okay. So what happened for you, Hayes, there? Where'd you go when you got bored?
I forgot to listen. And I was actually looking at that pimp snapback of yours.
Yeah, right.
And I was looking to see how many snaps deep you were on the size.
That's a good question.
And it looks like you have 4 snaps.
He snaps 4 of them.
I cannot quite do 1, and I have to just – sort of hot glue the very tips together.
It's hot glued, but it snapped, and I extended it to make it look like it was 4, but it's really...
Oh, just the tips are hot glued because your head is also so big.
I have 3 snaps done on my snapback today. Me and Will are wearing snapbacks today, and Hayes wasn't invited to the party,
right?
Will Greenberg. Wrecked. Oh, my God. Wrecked.
So the show's called Wreck. My man's on TBS. Is TBS still very funny?
Yes. Okay. They don't want you to say that.
Okay.
But
I don't know if it's funny. I think it's doing more of a very funny but smart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very funny but also a little smart.
Yes. Yeah. And whiter.
Yes.
I didn't want to bring it up. But
at long last, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it's why finally it's not a haven. Very funny anymore.
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
So Wrecked is about just getting fucked up with all your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, I got a funny story about that word Wrecked and that title Wrecked. When I was in high school, back in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
You ever been there?
Yeah, I was just there.
Okay. Well, we were driving to Austin,
H-town,
to go partay.
Uh-oh.
And we dipped in a little early.
You packed a dip?
I was lipping and dipping, spitting, and it's
what is your brand?
Skull Wintergreen.
Okay. Which cut?
Damn, dude.
Grizzly cut. Yeah.
Grizzly cut.
A grizzly cut of skull.
I'm Kodiak, man.
Yo, Kodiak.
I used to go, feels like a Kodiak moment.
Did you?
Yeah, I would say that and then fucking pop,
used
pop,
to.
Pop, pop.
He had to say.
It looks like
I stopped because
start
just that Kodak campaign is pretty old now, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say it's a Kodiak moment. And then I'd fucking pop in a fat one.
Like he was snapping pictures, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Say cheese.
That could be a lot of
say
things.
Cheese, bit, pop, pop.
And I'd be like, ooh, I'd go make love to the camera. And I go, oh, what you're giving me so good right now. And then pop, 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 pop. And then I always swallow the first one.
Sure.
And I go, oops. When I take a fat, chunky dip and I put it in. And then I go, like, oops, wasn't supposed to do that. Forgot and then I fucking put it in the second one. I go, that's better.
Yeah, because now you're buzzing. First, you're just quenching thirst with dip juice.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, if I'm thirsty.
For me, it's about cracking up my friends.
Obviously.
You know?
Because that's why I got into dipping. And I had braces, too. So that was
wow.
Dumb.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
That's a rough combo.
Let me get this dip out. Whoops, it's in the fucking braces.
To me, that's smart because you're the only one getting the real value out of that dip. A lot of people just use it until it's used up, then they spit it out inside of their mouth forever. But for you, it's there for.
And you're essentially sleeping with it. And you're still getting that buzz in your sleep.
Living the buzz life. But you were saying you were on your way to Austin.
I gotta know what's
right back
happen.
Into this story. It's great, Hayes. You're gonna tell this tale for days to come to people that just don't listen to this show.
Yeah.
I'll play it for them.
I can find
them. We're driving up to Austin, me and my bros, and my buddy's got a huge van.
Mm.
And he's got benches in the back with a table in between, and we're doing doobies and dippins and dipping dots.
Wow. Trouble, man. Shit.
Doobie dipping dots.
And so I'm blazed, man. I'm like that's 16, dope. 17. That's dope, right? That's
dope, yeah.
Wow. I got my snapback glued. And this bus full of kids pulls up next to us.
Okay, what's going to happen with the bus of kids? Right, well, you got to tell me.
Like these jokers. And they hold up a sign against their window, and it says, My, M-Y, space, Dixie, D-I-X-I-E, wrecked. W-R-E-C-K-E-D.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that sign. I'm going, like my Dixie wrecked.
Like a Dixie cup.
My Dixie wrecked. That doesn't mean anything.
No.
That means nothing in the
not
English
to me,
language.
No.
These kids are stupid.
Oh, yeah. They made a bad sign, right?
They're dumbasses. And my buddy just turns to me and he goes, Will, my Dixie wrecked. And I was like, yeah, doesn't mean anything. I don't know why these kids are fucking laughing. It means nothing. And everybody in the car, they're looking at me. They're going, my Dixie wrecked. And I didn't get it.
And then what did it mean?
They raped me. It means your dick is erect. And I didn't get it. And the joke was on me. And so was a lot of other things. Anyway, it's a funny story.
And the show, and now that's the show.
That's basically, TBS, TBS is wrecked. We got a second season coming out. It's very exciting. We shoot it on the beach.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, that's real. So that's true.
The beach is real.
Yeah, most of it is real, but we green screen the ocean.
Have you heard some of these jokes about, like, two Polacks on a beach or desert island or something?
Which one?
Oh, well, that's the thing, is, like, I'm aware that they're out there.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of them boxed the other one with a coconut or something.
I've been hunting these down.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been looking for them.
Two Polacks go to a beach.
They're either on a desert island or they're friends with somebody who works at the beach.
And there
maybe
is
it's
some
the
kind
jet ski guy.
Coconut bonking component.
Something happens with these guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been desperate to figure it out.
Well, we do a lot of those jokes on Wrecked.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of coconut bonking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's funny now.
What kind of sound does that make, Will?
Badoink, you know?
Okay.
Badoink. Wow.
And I'm tuning in, you know?
Right?
And I've got the remote in
set
my hand.
Set your recorders.
I might have to, for hearing that.
Let's do something this I think is interesting.
Oh.
We were talking about wrecked.
Yeah, my Dixie wrecked.
And we were saying, what if it would be so funny to do desert island discs?
Yeah, what's your desert island?
What's your desert island?
What's your best disc?
Right.
You can only bring one CD.
Yeah, this is tough.
And it
or is it three? Do we do three?
Mm-hmm.
I think it. Yeah, I think you should be able to have three.
I think you get three discs,
right.
And that's it.
Okay.
And one Iowa boombox.
Yeah.
With a three-disc changer. And that's all you can bring, and it's got the different.
But I have power to plug in the boombox, or I have a.
The sand has
the
electrical
sand,
power.
The sand has enough power just for the boombox.
Okay. I'm first thing pops in my head is Ween.
Ween.
Yeah.
God Satan. Because that's a tropical.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's sort of what a funny. High school guy. I mean, we established
angst.
That you're like this kind
of... Yeah. I haven't progressed since high school.
Like a funny high school guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the vibe.
That is... that's how I would vibe out on that CD changer.
And you and your history in high school of all these dicks and weens.
Yeah.
Why is it everything that you talk about from high school is about this?
It's about dicks and weens, yeah.
That's something I don't want to get too far into.
Okay. Don't want to look too hard at it, huh?
Yeah, because they call
And I'm
well,
sorry
you know,
for saying hard. I didn't,
they call
wanna,
me,
I didn't mean to bring
they call
you
call
right
me Weenie
back
Dick.
There. Weenie
oh,
Dick.
Oh, wow, he has a weenie.
And,
weenie
Dick. And that's why, you know, I was like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And then
you tried
on
to,
your
you
television
to,
and I did.
Right.
I fucking did.
Dill,
exactly.
Dill Weinberg.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grill Weinberg is what I.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my stage name.
Grill Weinberg.
I have a separate career.
grill Weinberg, and you put a grill in.
But it's it's a barbecue celebrity tour.
Well, I love that idea of that celebrity barbecue tour, and I just don't know who I'm going to get to be the judge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm doing a celebrity barbecue tour. Right. Okay, great. I'm there.
Yeah.
Battle of the BBQ, backyard battle of the BBQ, who's the best backyard chef? Uh-huh. And it's obviously hosted by Grill Weinberg, the king of grilling weenies. And he shows up and he goes like, so you think your neighbor is full of BS when he says he makes the best BBQ chicken in the whole neighborhood? We need a Texas native
first
like
he
you
said,
to do
what's
this.
That smell? Like
somebody's grilling Weinbergs and they're using Bullseye brand BBQ sauce because it's got to be sponsored. And then you show up and you're getting in this guy's face and you think he's full of BS and you think you grill a better bird. And then you grab dude, right? And he goes like, I grill the best bird in three counties. And then you face them off.
Right.
But here's the thing. When it's time to take a bite of the chicken
and
see who grills the best bird, I don't know who the judge is.
Because you can't be the judge.
No, because you're the host.
You're Grill Weinberg.
Look, you can have a vote.
Sure, I do. I have the final vote.
Okay, well, then you're Pat Malakshmi. Who's Kalikio?
What's that word?
But who's Kalikio?
Oh,
Padma
I see.
Padma.
But who's Kalikio?
Why do you say it like you say it as one?
What are you talking about?
Can you say it one more time?
Pat Malakshmi.
No, Pat Malakshmi. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Pat Malakshmi.
We usually have Mark Paul Gosselaar, and then later on,
he's not BBQ branded, baby.
No,
there is
about that.
Well, there's the cable guy.
No, he is.
He'll come in here.
He's getting
and he'll
BBQ branded.
Yeah.
Oh,
his hyphen is now has a little hot dog on it.
That's true. It always had that. What?
Yeah, that's when you meet him. He's like, dude, I always had that hot dog hyphen, and it's cooking on there.
Oh, this is like sort of like the end of The Usual Suspects, this where you sort of look back and realize, like, oh, the weenie was there all along.
Mm-hmm. Weenie was always there.
It's cooking on there. It's a griddle.
That's a story Pat Malakshmi has told. I don't know how many
Malakshmi.
Times.
Malakshmi.
Sorry, Pat Malakshmi.
It's okay.
And then
it's okay, you didn't know.
Yeah.
So okay. So I love this idea. Mm-hmm. This battle of the backyard barbecue chefs, and these guys are finally facing off and settling. We could settle some family feuds. We could settle some neighborhood feuds. You're going
family
from town
feud
to town.
Is on at most of these events.
Oh yeah, they're always watching. But you go in and you're settling these disputes about who's really the grill master.
Right. Weinberg settles the grill master. See how that works.
Grilla warfare. Grilla warfare.
That's a different. That's like
that's the name of it, right?
They did. That's like
and
Kansas
Grill Weinberg's
City.
The host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to figure out the judges.
Right. Grilla warfare: colon Generation Grill.
Generation Grill.
Generation Grill.
Colin Powell has expressed interest.
Now that's a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get Colin Powell.
He doesn't eat meat though.
You get Bill Engvall.
Oh yeah.
And you get Meek Mill.
Yeah, I don't know if
and they're chomping into some Red Hots.
Yeah, they're getting the Red Hots.
And why do you have to green screen the ocean for this is what I'm confused by.
You know, it's a cost. It's a cost-effective because
it's backyard.
Way. Yeah, because it's hard to match up the ocean a lot of times with other shots of the ocean.
Okay.
So they were like, let's green screen it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, right.
But seems like the grass would mess it all up. It's green as well.
Mm.
They took it all out. There's no grass in Wrecked ever.
Oh, all right.
That's one of the funny things about it. It's like, well, you're watching the show and you're like, where do these guys lay down?
Just grilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've only
that's
got one Desert Island disc.
Paying attention to that.
We've only got one Desert Island disc
so far. We had
Wayne
God Satan.
That
I don't
one's
know
good.
If you need another one because that never gets old.
That's it
but
for
we
all
do.
Of us.
We said three.
We said three.
Yeah, no. The second one
I'm
is,
not going to say Beach Boys. I'm not going to say it.
I was about to say it, but I won't say
it. Go ahead, say it.
I'm going to say Tori Amos.
Okay.
Little earthquakes.
Now I'm on the beach, and if I died today, I'd be the happy phantom. Right? Yes.
You know, I used to love watching videos of Tori Amos because it looked like
can't do it. Not part. You can't do it. Just a CD. Even if it's an enhanced CD,
you're right.
This is
you're
not right. part of it.
Yeah. There's, the Iowa Stereo doesn't have a hologram capability or any kind of screen.
Even
on
if it's enhanced CD.
It was just a story about what I used to like to do. So when I listen
that
to
that, is
okay.
not what we are talking about.
You can finish
you
the
are
story
on a desert
this time,
island.
But if you ever do this again, Will, Hayes is going to lose it on you.
He's already
and
lost.
And I
it.
Can't stop him. Now, you can finish the story about why you like to watch Tori Amos videos, but please be as clear as possible. This is not part of the Desert
and
Island
connect
Disc
it.
Competition.
Please find a way to make it relevant to what we are actually talking about on my show.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh, no.
Hayes.
Oh, no. I've never seen Hayes this
can
mad.
We?
You know what I mean?
Can we go over the rules one more time?
I've known
I'm
Hayes
here
for
to
almost 100 years.
The game is called
show.
Desert Island Discs. It is a perfect advertisement show, which is on a desert island.
Right.
You have
we're doing the
one
marketing
Iowa
for your show.
Stereo with a 3-disc changer. The sand is electrical enough to power the stereo.
We've already gone over that. Everybody
you have
knows that.
A
yes.
grill.
Do you have a grill? You're settling all the disputes in the backyard barbecue
I got
wars.
A big old
grill
lip
warfare.
In.
Yes,
you got. We've got the three judges who each take a bite and say who is the actual king of the grill.
Yeah.
So
you,
all that's
and your
settled.
High school friends are there and some kids on a bus. Now
those rascals.
Shall we try again?
Sure.
What is your favorite CD to just listen to on a desert island?
Guns N' Roses, Lies, Lies, Lies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Patience.
Okay.
Because you're going to need it. You
wow.
know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Boom. There you go. Wow. You thought I was going to trip over my own Janssen, and
he
I,
got,
yes.
he got
I bring
Hayes,
it down.
And then he got Hayes, and
yeah,
now I don't
yeah.
know who to trust.
Patience at night under the stars.
And it's
can
me
you
who
imagine?
Should have been patience about waiting for... the good answer.
For the answer and...
I'm just
and,
a guest here, Hayes. I'm not going to tell you.
No, I know that.
Freaking life.
In anymore. Happy Phantom, she's talking about how Confucius does his crosswords with a pen, Tori Amos.
Mm-hmm.
Is he, like, famous for knowing a lot of trivia? I thought he's just, like, a philosopher. Like, he just has sayings.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, it doesn't seem like a really good lyric. It seems like you could pick somebody who just knows. Like, it should be Ken Jennings does his crosswords with a
yeah.
pen. That guy knows everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So let me get Tori Amos
and Guns
N'
Roses and Tori Amos are who is going to win the grilling competition?
That's a good question.
Well, Axl Rose is known for his Kansas City BBQ.
Yeah.
And I'm from Texas, so I don't eat that shit. And Tori Amos, she's known for her smoky mac and cheese. So I would say
she's grilling up some mac and cheese.
She puts it right on the grill. You know, and we let her get away with it because
that's bold, baby.
She's a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean?
It's almost like she grilled her hair.
Yeah, her hair is the color of fire.
Don't
like
shake
she's
your
been
head.
Putting
it is
on
like
the
that.
Grill.
It's
Will,
not like Will,
that.
Wait, yes, it is.
So
her
grilling hair is
red.
So grilling
her
hair
like red
would
hot
turn it red.
Charcoal.
Is that
red
what you're
hot?
To force
yeah, it's like
down
charcoal.
My
it's like grill charcoal.
It's like Kingsford charcoal.
I am a judge of, a very.
No, you're not.
The host.
You are
grill
grilling.
You're the host.
No, but technically, I had the last vote.
Sure, you had
so
the last
I
vote. If there's a tie, but there's only
just
three
like
judges.
Just like Pat Malarkey. Malarkey.
Pat Malarkey.
Malarkey. We all know how to say the name.
Will, would you please stop swigging out of that flask? Because I feel like it's, I feel like what it's doing is
what
it's making
doing
you
is
miss.
Making me have a good time, finally.
I know, and that's what you said when you came in.
I
but
got shit to do, guys. I got to prepare for the second season of Wrecked on TBS. Very funny.
And it smells like Kansas City barbecue sauce up there. And I know you.
That's
said
strike
that you
two.
Didn't,
you understand?
You didn't
I already
that.
Told you
okay.
I don't eat.
I don't know what your
Will.
Yeah. I don't know what your thing is, but it definitely smells like Kansas City barbecue.
That's good medicine.
Okay, it's all over you.
I don't care. I have beard ruff too, because I'm stroking my beard, growing it long. Because I've been on that island for too long.
Right. Yeah. You know,
what do you mean?
No,
You guys, you know, with your show and your funny bits and stuff, you don't know what it's like to be on the island. I go there mentally every season.
Yeah.
And now that we're having the second season, I'm about to go there again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you
gotta
go there every season.
I got to.
And now that you're having the second season.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I understand. You got to get mentally ready for the island, and so I'm not going to take your flask away from you.
Go ahead
and I'm
try.
Not going to criticize the beard length, which is obscene.
It's a little rabbinical, but hair and makeup, they trim it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will ask is...
Go ahead.
Do we do a fourth Desert Island disc?
Well, we've actually only done three.
Oh, right. And we're supposed to do nine.
I'm sorry. We've only done two.
That's not true.
No, it is true because one of them was voided. I really do not want to go through this again.
Wow. I think we should go through it again.
Your
from the top.
Selection was voided for being purely visual. Your explanation for why you liked
I see that.
The CD
I'm just,
was
I'm
that you like to look at it. Which you cannot do on the island.
But I got a real burning desire for Tori Amos.
Yeah, yes. So this comes back to what I was talking about, which is it looks like her hair was burnt on a grill. And that is why.
Which was a really strong observation.
And I had one of those coconuts you were making the boinks with earlier, I'd boink you right on your dumb head right now.
You get
bedoinked.
Let's finish. Let's please. Just do.
You want one more?
Our last Desert Island disc, please. Something funny, please.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get there. It was going to be funny. And now you're like, do something
like
funny.
Like a funny select. Well, because your other ones are like serious songs. So now let's do a funny one.
I'm going to do, any Les Miserables. Cast recording, because that to me is funny. Because how anybody can look at that and be like, "That's a serious French revolutionary." I mean, the history in that show is outrageous.
It's fake.
It's right? Fake.
They're pranked in everybody when they do that song, and they are doing a trick that's pretty big on the whole theater. So I like that. It's sort of Les Miserables, almost original punked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a funny album. You wanted it funny, so I gave you one.
It's funny, yeah. Master of the House, fucking great charm song. So one thing I would like to say, as long as we're in the neighborhood of this Les Miserables and the sort of theatrical, and we have Will Greenberg, the actor here.
Present.
Is probably my Desert Island disc would be the LA Theater Works production of Lobby Hero by Kenneth Lonergan.
Yeah, that's an excellent recording.
Yeah.
It was in my brain, banging around, wanting to come out. But Les Miserables, is funnier.
Who is in that one?
Let's
see. You want to snort of this?
Okay.
Mm.
Dip spit.
Oh, God. Dip spit and scotch.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
God, it is
really good. Oh,
my God. Ace?
Tate Donovan was in that.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
This is our youth hat, Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm.
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 Do you want to play a little bit? Why don't you play some of the This Is Our Youth?
Yeah.
Sure.
Recording.
There was $15,000 in there. I took it from my dad. Well, I just don't know if I really agree with that assessment, you know?
And is he on the phone for that? But like, what is that part?
Yeah, he's on
How
the phone.
How is that a conversation? Oh, okay.
Oh, he's I'm sorry. Phone. I was just fast forwarding to his lines. Did you want to hear Josh Hamilton's lines in between?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure, yeah. There's $15,000 in there. Are you fucking crazy? You took $15,000 from your fucking dad? He's gonna fucking kill us. He's gonna fucking show up here and fucking kill us. What are you thinking, Warren?
Oh, I just don't know if I really agree with that assessment, you know?
Okay. And then at that time, he didn't say, I took it for my dad, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, because that was from a different part.
Oh, that was from a different part. Okay.
So it's live theater.
Jumping around. That's right.
You never know.
It's without a net.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. No net. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a great album. That's a great recording.
That's one of the ones I would have. I mean, I would obviously have both those.
Yeah.
LA Theater Works productions.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I need a third disc. Let me see.
That was one.
Yeah, that's just one.
No, this is our use in Lobby Hero.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing two Kenneth Lonergan plays.
I had forgotten, too. Wow.
Want me to do one?
Yeah, well, I come up with a third.
Mine's ESPN.
Oh, right. And you can kind of keep up
ESPN,
with.
ESPN, because you can do box sets.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's ESPN, the box set.
And
the complete ESPN.
Is that with...
Hang on, I'm doing a funny picture for Kevin.
Oh, here we go.
He's singing.
That's wild. I can't wait to see that.
It's good, huh?
I don't want to see it.
I think it'll be funny. No, it'll be online. It's going viral. It's going viral, Grill. It's got to.
It does have to.
When you really look at, for the survival of comedy, when you really look at the state of comedy in 2017.
Yeah.
And the fact that kind of the only way to fight back against a Grim Reaper is to just laugh in his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He hates it.
We need pictures like this to go viral. We
ba,
need
ba,
it.
Ba, ba. That's not ESPN.
No.
But it's on the disc.
They explain that on the disc. What's your favorite Weinberg to grow?
My... I'm sorry. Let me just pick that up. My favorite Weinberg to put on a hot BBQ.
Turkey Weinbergs.
It's got to be a...
vegetable Weinbergs?
Yeah. No, it's a venison. Lean venison Weinberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, venison.
And you lay that on the grill, just 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be cooked, but
it's
going to be grilled. A little
bit. That's interesting to me, and let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
You notice if you change one letter in venison Weinberg, it spells penis on Weinberg.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Is that something people are saying behind my
I fat just wonder back? What this thing is with all these, you know?
That it seems to penison be a fixation. It seems to be a fixation for you.
What'd you say?
Penison
green. Penison.
No, penis on Weinberg.
Penis on Weinberg.
I seen one Weinberg in this one store made of rattlesnakes.
Yeah, rattlesnake makes a good Weinberg.
Okay, yeah. But also a rattlesnake is shaped like a penis on Weinberg.
Yeah, I was about to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Penis. That's an animal that looks like a penis. Is a snake an animal?
I hate that. I can just feel the criticism of some of what we're talking about here that people are going to say, oh, it's immature.
Really?
They're talking about a penis or whatever. But actually, that's rated for mature audiences only when you have that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't like – I just want to cut it off at the pass. People coming in and going like, these guys are being kids.
It's for babies or
little
something.
Babies.
Actually, it's for 14-year-olds
actually,
and
for
over.
14 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you have a parent in the room with you.
I hope the kids that were on that bus.
Which
with
no
that
parents
sign,
allowed, by the way.
I won't tell. My parents don't know how to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we could get your friend to put it on a CD for him.
No, I see. This is what I'm trying to explain. This
what do you mean?
There's no parents allowed. It's not about whether they.
Is that a rating now?
No parents allowed, yeah. They can't listen.
You gotta, oh, speaking of penis on Weinbergs.
Yeah.
We forgot to do something.
Oh.
Fuck.
Grill Weinberg has never been on an Earwolf show before.
Aha. This is going to be nice.
I don't know.
Now here's what we do.
So you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
Everybody else, the time now for you is to get down and suck on these. Sam, play the song, baby.
Just do one. Any song?
No.
No, the song.
Something that would be appropriate for everyone getting down and suck on these.
Everyone has to get down and suck on these because all the other shows, they haven't had a good guest like Girl Weinberg.
Wow. Here we go.
And the lyrics, dude, please.
Boom. And then do the lyrics. Do the lyrics.
I don't have the lyrics. I don't.
Sam, do the
Come
lyrics.
Come on, Sam.
Sam, do it.
Yeah.
You're telling me to suck on these. Sam, you have to.
Is it racist if it is suck on these? If it's not suck on these. And it comes back up because suck on these.
Yes.
Do it again, but surprise me.
I don't even want to know what's happening.
Surprise, suck on these.
Great.
Is wow. That, and that's
Who should we do? Ooh, Katie Kirk, I don't think so. She has a show, but I don't think we should.
No.
She's
actually kind of above us in a way.
Yeah.
A lot of other people that are at this station are below us.
Oh.
She's expressed interest in wanting to judge barbecue.
Oh, sure.
But not at my event.
Whose?
Well, it's in honor of James Gandolfini.
Wow.
But it's
James
sad.
Grilled the weenie.
Yeah, that's the event.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say it like that?
Jimmy Grilled the weenie.
Like it's funny. It's not funny.
It's not.
He passed.
It's not. Yeah.
So James Grilled the weenie.
He passed on doing this podcast.
Isn't? Well, yeah.
We went out to him, but he passed.
He did, and that's what killed him.
In this town, it will. Now, who should suck on these? I think probably Hard Nation.
Right.
Mm.
It's almost like Bear. I think they want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're begging for it.
I think it's like, oh, like that'll, like if they talk about us sucking on these, people would be like, oh, maybe we'll listen to that show. I don't know.
So you don't want to tell
David Gregory, I don't think he would, I mean, he doesn't really do comedy stuff. I don't think he would appreciate it.
But you
it.
Could tell Hard Nation to do some hard fellation.
I know like we could. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's very. It's.
They it's so just, there.
It's so obvious that I almost they name their show.
Name their show, hoping they'd so eventually would be told to suck on these.
Give them hard inflation on these.
Give them my stuff. Give them my information, and I'll go there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I can drink on their show too.
You've been drinking so much out of it. There's no way that it's still full unless you're just spitting back into it.
And you keep
which
spilling.
Which I know you are.
There we
and
go.
You keep spilling.
Mm.
Please don't drain the. Please don't drain the swamp.
That was
in
a long
here.
Sip. It's a deep flask, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Filled with wonders.
Peed into the flask.
I might have done things you'll never know.
Flask. He's talking to himself and peeing into the flask.
I'm the one.
He drained the Weinberg.
He's draining the Weinberg.
I'm the guy with the Weinberg juice.
Okay.
Aren't I?
Yeah.
Yummy.
Okay.
Makes me feel good.
Well, this has been such
and that
a good
is actually Desert Island stuff you have to do.
Episode. And
drink
hey,
your
did
piss.
You, did you? Okay, and you picked ESPN.
Most of the second season.
Mine
about
is
that.
The complete ESPN, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a musical disc.
The Sabres, they have Buffalo Sabres
mm-hmm.
on there.
All the whole franchise?
Just every time they were on ESPN.
Oh, I guess my third, would be defunct New Hampshire jam band Percy Hill's second album, Straight On Till Morning.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Yeah, well.
What's one of their hits?
Off that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like big hit.
Big hit? Well, I mean, Ammonium Maze would probably be a bigger hit for them, which was off Color and Bloom. Yeah, or like Soggy Weather Skunk or something. That really was their album. That
Ammonia
had
Haze?
Yeah, no, Ammonium Maze.
Ammonium
oh,
Maze.
Okay.
Straight Until Morning
Ammonia
didn't
Haze.
Have as many hits.
It was a little tortured, but... That's what it's like. What Grill Weinberg is experiencing because he is drunk off seemingly
ammonia.
His own cookie.
This alcohol is very ammonia based. That is in my flask.
Like Jasper was a song on Straight Out Till Morning, sorry. But that's like not a hit, you know.
Bye.
brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.